Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Bittersweet. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
At 21625 Devonshire Street in Chatsworth, California, that's between Santa Clarita and Calabasas, about 30 miles outside of LA, is the old location of the Candy Cat Strip Club, also called the Candy Cat One. This club wasn't just a divey hole in the wall to play pool. For many, it was a community, a safe haven, a family. But there's family, and then there's the family. The Manson family, to be exact, who would call the area their hangout. To some of the family, the Candy Cat Strip Club would even be their place of employment. Today on Ghost Town, the notorious Manson-fueled history of the Candy Cat Strip Club. In 1971, the Candy Cat Strip Club was a biker bar with pool tables, poles, and a bar that had live dancers, games, and sometimes live music. Next door was the Munchbox, a little burger joint with a window. You'd grab a burger and fries and sit outside, enjoying your food in the warm Chatsworth air. Next to that was the Hughes Market, an ordinary grocery store where shoppers could get all the groceries they needed. The Candy Cat Strip Club itself featured bikini and topless dancers who had a strange kind of wholesome edge, often participating in the Chatsworth Holiday Parade by dancing in mobile go-go cages, while more demurely attired. The bar was popular with locals and motorcycle club members, and even had children in it. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Now, all of this, to me, seems fairly normal for Los Angeles, with a bit of an Americana edge. But consider this. Just 2 miles from this innocuous valley strip mall was the notorious Spahn Ranch, originally a dairy farm and movie set for westerns, but in the 1960s became infamous as the headquarters of Charles Manson and his followers, of course, called The Family. Rumor has it Charles Manson had a burger at the Munchbox, and the family would dumpster dive at Hughes Market. But perhaps the most notorious connection Manson has with this low-key strip mall was that Susan Atkins, a very high-profile member of The Family, actually was rumored to dance at the Candy Cat. This was brought up about 10 different times in my research, and while it can't specifically be proven, looms large in the Candy Cat's lore. A Candy Cat 2 opened in Canoga Park in the 80s, and there was even a Candy Cat 3 called Candy Cat 111 in West Los Angeles. All thrived for some time, but on August 29th, 2017, the Candy Cat Strip Club closed following a dispute with the landlord, according to an employee at Candy Cat 2 in Canoga Park. After the original Candy Cat closed, many waxed poetic about the time that they had had there, and honestly, reading it was very touching, a snapshot of Los Angeles at a specific time and place. When the original Candy Cat announced it was closing, nearly 300 Facebook comments from patrons, employees, and admirers responded sadly, recounting good memories, wild times, and a nostalgia for the Valley's distinct identity during the 70s and 80s. Says Steve Ryder, "I lit a couple of smoke bombs and threw them in the front door when I was a kid. I sat back in my Schwinn at Sunset Liquors and watched the ladies run out. A good etched memory." And this is not the first comment I saw of kids being around and inside the bar. Welcome, even. Again, kind of speaking to the community aspect of Candy Cat. Says William Karras, "Used to bounce and manage that place in the late 80s. Wow, I never thought that place would close. A lot of guys used to do their laundry next door and come in for some entertainment. Some of their wives caught on." Says Teresa C. Trapp, "I proudly danced there from 2008 to 2012. Great place, great memories. The owners and all the girls were awesome. I know firsthand." Said Elizabeth Reyes, "Wow, I worked at all three of them. If anybody remembers, they opened a Candy Cat 11 on Roscoe and Sepulveda after the owners split and changed the name to the Classy Lady many years ago. It was a hot spot back in the day. And then there were some colorful Yelp reviews that I would be remiss if I did not share with you. Here's one by Jim E. I was a regular customer at the Candy Cat 1 in Chatsworth in the late 70s. I lived in Chatsworth at the end of Topanga Canyon up in the foothills. It was close to home and a fun place to go. I dated a few dancers while going there and even played Santa Claus at a couple Christmas parties. Now, almost 44 years later, I still have memories of the Candy Cat in Chatsworth, most of them good. If there are any Candy Cat 1 customers from that time period who would like to connect and chat, let's do it. Please email me. And he shares his email, which I will not share. Says Mirko N., fun place to go and see some local valley chicks. Kind of a biker hangout, so not always the safest place. Says Andy H., this place was a legend for the valley, and it is a shame to see it gone. It lived up to its name and reputation to the fullest and was every bit of what an old dodgy hole-in-the-wall strip joint should be. It had that certain nostalgic vibe that is priceless. For me, I can't say I enjoy the more upper-class strip clubs. I prefer them to be a little trashy and cheap. Questionable dancers. The last time I was in there, there was only one dancer and the Budweisers were cold. Can't complain. I hear Susan Atkins from the Manson family used to dance there. Guess we always have the Candy Cat 2. Keep it sleazy. XXX. The Candy Cat 2 is still alive and well. Not quite the original, but open and retaining some of that divey appeal. Says a timeout review of the place, quote, if nothing else, CC2 nails what it means to be a neighborhood dive bar, with the added benefit of topless dancers. The beers are dirt cheap, a PBR will run you $3.50, and the pitchers of various drafts range from $8.75 to $12.75, and just about everyone seems to be a regular. It seems to be a nice homage to Candy Cat 1, but if you'd like to grab a beer at the Candy Cat 2, keep an eye out. You never know who you might run into. Someone who feels like family, or maybe even someone who is in the family.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.